Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Early in the believer's life, we make our way to Gate 8, the Horse Gate, where, quote, the priests made repairs, each in front of his own house, Nehemiah 3:28. Out from this gate went soldiers to face the foe. And we recall the warning, quote, let not the one who puts on his armor boast like the one who takes it off. 1 Kings 20, verse 11. There's no room for self-confidence. At our, quote, own house, we learn how to battle in prayer. Then make sure your armor's on, Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18, before heading out each day. It might be good to ask what God's highest intention was for his city. Quote, violence shall no longer be heard in your land, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Isaiah 60, verse 18. He wanted to offer his people safety, but more, to offer salvation. He wanted protection for his people, but more, he desired praising people. One of the most important gates to think about salvation and praise is Gate 9, the East Gate, Nehemiah 3:29, the place of hope and ultimate salvation. Quote, as the lightning comes from the east, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man, Matthew 24, verse 27. From this gate, Ezekiel saw the glory leave, Ezekiel 11, 23, and from the east, the King of Glory will ride in triumph into the city, Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10. Quote, even so, come, Lord Jesus, Revelation 22, 20. Then Gate 10, the Mifkad Gate, Nehemiah 3, 31, means review, where the city's judges sat. Following the Lord's return, quote, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:10. Not our sins, but our works will be assessed. Our entrance to heaven is based on accepting what he has done, but our role in the kingdom based on what we have done by his grace. Quote, deeds of merit as we thought them, he will tell us were but sin. Little acts we had forgotten, he will say, were done for him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.